Let's go down the South Street Burger guest hotline right now as the Calgary Flames have signed Chris Versteeg to a one-year contract at $1.75 million. So a second year in the fold for the Flames and Versteeg, and he joins us right now. Chris, congratulations. How you feeling?
I'm excited. It's a good day, so I'm excited to come back home and try to keep building on a great season that we had last year.
Tell me about this process. What has the last number of weeks been like for you in leading up to today?
Well, it's always stressful. You know, you hear from other teams, you talk to other teams, and for me, since the season ended, it was about coming back to Calgary. So, you know, in pro sports and in business, sometimes it doesn't happen, and generally you don't get what you want. So you got to make things work, and this is definitely something that last few days have been stressful because I really wanted to come back, and both sides seem to make it work, and it's very exciting.
So was there a little doubt in there for a little bit that maybe this wouldn't end up getting done?
Well, I just think you just never truly know from day to day. You know, you you kind of go in one day and you're hopeful, and the next you're not. But it's not to say any side thinks any differently. I just think that's just the way the business is. And but for me, and having a great year end meeting and talking with Tree and Connie and about trying to come back, it instills hope. And obviously, everything they said to me was truthful. And I mean, I couldn't thank them enough for going out and obviously having me come back because, it means a lot.
Or in terms of the conversations you had with other teams, are we talking about a good chunk of teams interested in your services for next year too, on top of Calgary?
Yeah, you have calls and you have interests, and some teams call and say you're second in line or third in line, and some teams call and say that they'd like to do something. So that's something that my agent can kind of talk more about. But,
right.
He kind of breaks things down here and there for you. But for me, it was you found interest in other teams or other possibilities, but obviously Calgary, I just kept coming back that I want to be at home. I want to be there for my family. I have my grandparents and my kids were around them last year, and I thought that was big for them. And also I made some good friendships on the team, and I want to help build off what we built last year.
No question. You just said it there. I remember talking to you on locker cleanout day in April, and same thing. You said 100%. I would prioritize staying close to home as opposed to going elsewhere. So how much of a priority was that? How much did that weigh into this decision today?
No, it was huge. It was, it's pretty much everything for me, and I know it was last year too. So obviously being home, being around my family, my grandparents, my brother now who has a job, he just got a job in Calgary, so being near him, and so he can help out with the kids, and I mean it's just everything. So it's been a huge consideration for me. And then not only that, you still want a good working environment in Calgary. Gave me a working environment that it was amazing for myself and to be around great teammates. So it was just it was a lot of positives in both those aspects, and it obviously helps your decision.
What about the experience of playing at home or playing close to home? First time you've done that since junior. Anything different? Was it a new experience for you with some of the added things that go along with it?
Yeah, it was a different experience. It's definitely something I would have had a tough time in my younger years. But now being older, and you prioritize your life quite a bit differently now, so things change, and it definitely would have been tough when you're younger, but when you're older, like I said, the priorities change, everything seems to change, and it made it actually a lot easier. I didn't quite know what it was going to be like last year, but it was an enjoyable experience, especially, like I said, having my grandparents, who mean everything to me, being able to have them come to games and seeing their grandchildren where I was away for roughly 12 years and they weren't able to see me or my kids. So, my kids are new, but if they wouldn't have been able to see them, so that was huge.
In conversation with Chris Versteeg, coming back to the Flames on a one-year deal made official today. Look back to last season. First, from an individual perspective, how do you look back on your 16-17 season with the Flames?
Well, obviously, it started off a little strange, and then coming in and trying to get used to a team right away, the day of the season starting, and So it started off strange and maybe not off to the way I wanted it to. And then obviously I got hurt. So I don't think I really got rolling until December and when I could finally kind of find my stride. And I think once I got going and comfortable with the team and all that, the surroundings around me, I thought it went great. And it was something that the off ice definitely helped on ice, and the guys in the room helped me as well. And the coaching staff was nothing but amazing too. So I think from December on, it was definitely a lot of positives.
What about from a team perspective? How do you evaluate all of kind of what went down last year?
Sorry, did you say last year?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it's nice to, you play against these guys so much and you see how good they are. And then you don't really know how good everyone is until you, I guess, get to see them on a daily basis. So to come in and meet these guys first and foremost is people and see how good of people they are, and then second, as good of players as they really are. So it was great just as a meeting the guys and getting to know Gio especially, and Stajan, who's been a close friend of mine now, he just meeting him last year, now we're close friends. So it's just great to get to meet these guys first and foremost as people, and obviously they're all great players, and that's why you see the success.
What in terms of the success the team had last year, a rough start, great second half, make the postseason. I know a little bit of an earlier exit for the team, but how do you look back on the actual on ice for the Flames last year?
Yeah, the start was rough. I know getting there for myself, it was tough. You're trying to, I guess, get incorporated into a new system and meet new coaching staff and meet new players. And I think all the players felt that way too. It was a new coaching staff and they're learning complete new systems and new ways to play. And that takes time. And I think once that kind of settled in November and Johnson kind of went on that run for us, it catapulted us in a good way. And we started to become confident and realize that we were a really good team. And as the season kept progressing, I think we built on that confidence and Al started to take the reins and gave us some good games. And yeah, I think as we kept going, we realized we're a good team and it wasn't just luck. So we got in the playoffs and it ended early. I thought we played some great hockey and it ended early. And that's something that I guess we've talked about. It should be bitter in guys' mouths and be excited about the new opportunity next season. But I thought all in all, the season where it started to where it ended was a success, but obviously not where you want to be in the end. And that's something you learn from and you get ready for next season.
Do you get the sense that bitter taste is there, that is something that will be a real driving force this coming year?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you see other teams going out and acquiring and getting better too. And I think you understand that this league's hard to win in. So it doesn't matter what happened last season. It's a new year the next year too. So you got to be ready each and every night. And you got to learn from your past mistakes and really drive them forward and be ready for another season. But realize the past is the past and just keep moving on.
Christopher Stieg's with us. New contract with the Flames. 1 year, $1.75 million made official today. Okay, tell me about your evaluation of this team this offseason. Last 2 weeks, Travis Hamonic into the fold, Mike Smith into the fold. What's your feel on how much better this team has gotten?
Wait, did the Flames made trades last week?
Yeah, it's been a busy couple days.
I definitely saw that, and it was as an outside perspective, I guess perspective, and seeing that, not being with the Flames technically, and seeing that, it made me excited. It makes you want to be a part of that. You see the direction the club's going in, and you see how much they're putting out there to get back to try to create a winning club and a winning culture, and that makes guys like myself excited and want to be a part of it. So they're filling needs and filling holes, and Mike Smith, I know I've played against him for 10 years now, and he's a heck of a goalie, and obviously Hamonic now for probably 4 or 5 years, and he's a hard D-man to play against, and he can move the puck well. So it makes you excited to see that and makes you want to be a part of that. It was exciting for me, so it definitely helped.
In saying that, what do you think this group can accomplish this year? What do you see the potential of this team for the coming year?
I think I said it before. First off, you want to take a deep breath. You obviously, every team wants to win the Stanley Cup, but you got to get to the playoffs first. And I think first and foremost, our goal should, you know, getting into the season and making the playoffs and setting the right, you know, groundwork throughout the year. And then you see with the Predators and teams like that, when you get in, anything can happen. I think that's the main thing. 1 through 8, every team has a chance to win in each division. And so getting into the playoffs is the big number one thing for us. And we expect to, and we're going to go out there and try to play that way every night.
Just a few more with Chris Versteeg. As he signs a one-year contract, he's returning to the Calgary Flames next year after a very good first season with the team last year. Okay, so you've been in this league for a number of years now, and I'm curious as to, you know, where you see your kind of role with this group going forward in terms of leadership, in terms of being a veteran presence. I know you were in that same vein last year, but now that you've got a year under your belt already with the Flames, how do you see yourself in terms of what you can bring in that regard?
Well, I think just much more of the same. I'm not going to try to change too much. I'm just going to keep going out there and playing the way I know I can, and which I do each and every year, and just play the same way, not try to do too much, play within myself, and when there's a play to make, make the play. So that's on the ice, and off the ice, I'm not going to change who I am at all either. So I like to have fun. Obviously, there's times to be serious when you need to be serious, but I do like to have fun and have fun with the guys, because this is a special time in our lives, meaning the hockey players. You know, this career doesn't last long, so you need to enjoy this opportunity. And having fun is harder, actually, said than done. And that's something that I like to do, and hopefully it rubs off on guys.
Last year at this time, you were on your way, or thinking that you were going to be on your way to Switzerland, and that was kind of what was going on about 365 days ago. How, in terms of the difference and how much better it feels to know that you've got an NHL deal, you know exactly where you're going to be come September and October, how much more settled is that for you?
Well, I think my agent's happy because he ain't getting fired, so that's part of it. And then for me, mentally, it's great. You know, it is very stressful on someone. You have so much uncertainty, and I know going last year to Europe, I mean, in the end, when I signed there, I was excited to go. So it was a new opportunity. But, you know, those times where you're going through the UFA process, it is unsettling at times, and it is nerve wracking. So last year, who knows, I might have had an ulcer at one point there. But this year it is nice just to kind of get it over with and kind of be done with and move on. And now get ready for next season.
Final thought for you. Really productive year last year. 31 years old, not old by any stretch. How much do you believe you've still got left in the tank here?
I think I got lots. I know personally I take care of myself, and I know every guy says I eat right, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, I do try to take care of myself. Been doing it for a long time. I've had good training down in Lethbridge with my trainer, Trevor Hardy, for a long time. He's been good to me and helping me out. And hopefully that can pay off on the back end of my career. I know I feel good. I feel excited. And, I mean, for myself, the way I play the game, too, I think that helps a bit, too. So I'm just excited, and I think I got a lot more to give.
Chris, appreciate the time. Congratulations on getting the deal done. Good luck next season, and we'll see you at training camp in September.
For sure. Thank you guys very much.